Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, June 2nd. There have been some delays in the voting process around Ontario today. This morning, some people took to Twitter to report a longer-than-expected wait to vote in a number of places, including Ottawa, Niagara, Cambridge, and Burlington. Some reported delays due to the computerized voting system. Some voting locations were also changed in some major urban centers. Bayshore News hasn't received calls or reports of local issues today. In Bruce Gray Owen Sound, there are nine candidates all vying to replace outgoing Progressive Conservative MPP Bill Walker, who held the seat since 2011. In Huron-Bruce, there are eight candidates, including incumbent Progressive Conservative Lisa Thompson. Polls are open until 9 tonight. Bayshore Broadcasting News will have all your coverage as the polls close. A live election night show will be held on AM 560 CFOS. You can also tune in for election result updates every half hour starting at 9 on our stations. A search is underway in the town of the Blue Mountains for a 79-year-old man. Werner Zotter was last seen at his home on Grey Road 19 on Wednesday night. He left on foot and his family is worried about him. Zotter is 5'9", weighs about 170 pounds with salt and pepper hair and a mustache. OPP officers are searching with the assistance of the emergency response team and the canine unit. Anyone with information should call OPP. The main entrance at the Kincardine Hospital will be temporarily relocated as of next Monday. South Bruce Gray Health Center says this is to accommodate construction of the addition to the hospital to house the new CT scanner. The new temporary entrance at the Kincardine Hospital will be at the back of the building through the assessment center. An historic land claim settlement has been signed by the Siksika First Nation and the federal government. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was at the First Nation in Alberta today to sign the $1.3 billion agreement. The land claim goes back over 100 years to when Canada broke a treaty promise and took nearly half of the reserve's land. Siksika Chief Oreg Crowfoot says it's not about the money, but the opportunities it will provide. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia currently occupies about 20% of Ukraine's territory. He continues to call for more weapons from Western countries. Britain's defense ministry says Russian forces currently control much of the eastern city of Severodonetsk. If the Russians take that city and the city of Lysychansk, they would then have one of the Donbass's two provinces. Britain is celebrating its longest reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, in her Platinum Jubilee year, but Buckingham Palace says she will not be at a church service at St. Paul's Cathedral tomorrow after experiencing discomfort at events today. The 96-year-old Queen is being toasted across Britain with 4 days of events. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing in the finale of a three-game series at home against the Chicago White Sox. That's underway. At last check, the Jays were leading at the bottom of the eighth. The Owen Sound Bay Sox play on the road tonight against the Midland Mariners in North Dufferin Baseball League action. Owen Sound is 2-4 to start the season. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League, there are two games on tonight's schedule, including Meaford against Nawash. You can see more on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In the NHL playoffs, it's Game 2 in the Western Conference Final in Colorado between the Avalanche and the Edmonton Oilers. That's an 8 p.m. start. Edmonton is looking to avoid falling into a 0-2 hole. Game 1 of the NBA final goes tonight as well. The Boston Celtics visit the Golden State Warriors.